By earlier arrangement, can I always get to share a short word?
Thank you for all the prayers. As you can see, I'm so much better and starting to be troublesome again. I just want to share with you a little bit from the many dreams I had last night up to this morning. It looked like we were having a church service at the park over there. Where is it? Over there, the big park. Behind the garage, our church was there. Then we were having a picnic and a church there. And then we saw some young boys, you know, from the age of 13 downwards playing together. When we looked at the distance, there were some daddies, you know, who looked like they were fathers to some of the children. So they were watching their children from a distance. And then those children ended up joining us at the park, and then we were just playing with them. It was nice, and they enjoyed our company, and then we shared with them whatever we shared, and we ended up, you know, having some conversations whereby we included Jesus in them. All of a sudden, those children were very interested, and one of the boys ran to their fathers and told them, come and have a look, come and listen, there's something happening there. And then the father was questioning that boy apparently, and that boy ended up telling the father that we told them about Jesus Christ, but it's so fun, it's a lot of fun, encouraging the father to come. Then one of the fathers took his mate. They didn't join us, they went somewhere. And then he took out a gun and he shot from a distance. And I happened to see that and thought, oh, look at that. And I screamed 5 times, Jesus. And he was opening fire. I said, Jesus, 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 Jesus. And then that man who was holding fire just fell down. And you said, Kenelo, what's happening? And I didn't have time to explain to you because I had to shout Jesus. Then after falling down, he stood up. And then him and his mate came running, and then they joined us. And then he was saying, what are you doing here? But he was so happy. What have you done? He was able to realize that no one was hurt. And then we kept telling him, you know, we were just chatting with him. It was such a joyful moment. And then this man called the others, you know. It was him and his friend who were holding a gun, right? And then he ended up calling some of the dads who were at a distance to come and hear. And apparently one of them was an alcoholic. And this very man who was holding fire said to one of you, I don't know who it was, but it was one of the ladies, you know, and said, please tell my friend what's happening here. And then you said to him, you tell him yourself. And then he told the friend what was happening. Before I knew it, this one who was an alcoholic was so happy and said, this is what I've been in need of. I've been needing this. And it was just so joyful. So joyful. And when I woke up this morning, I just didn't want the dream to come to an end. And I was saying, oh, I wish it wasn't a dream. And then now what has made me surprised this morning is that, Nick, you said something to Elena, in addition to all the hymns today, which really bowled me over. You said something that Elena was saying about the butterflies and the birds. As I was revising this dream and saying, I need to share with the people because otherwise I'll forget it, you know. And then after revising it in myself, there was this song which came in a language called Sepedi, and I haven't sang it for a long time. But this song is exactly the same thing as what Nick was saying about you. And the motive here is that it was like God was saying to me as I was revising the dream that, look, if your own life situations are so difficult and challenging and making you so discouraged and making you doubt me that I'm alive and I'm powerful, just look at the birds, look at the mountains, look at the butterflies, look at the rivers. Are they not enough sign that I'm alive and I'm powerful? Just look at them. My people even take care of the nature, you know, more than their own souls. So they are waiting for you guys. Do anything. So I will just sing it. It's just one little stanza. I will just sing it, but the meaning is that if it's really difficult, just look at all those things, appreciate them, because out of appreciation comes thanksgiving, and then comes life and joy. So that's the interpretation. So it goes like this. It says, E modimo hona, e modimo hona, e modimo hona, ntate uyapila, le ditaba dia mosasela, dinuka dia mosasela, le dinonyana dia mosasela, ntate uyapila. So the rivers, the mountains, the birds, the butterflies, they are giving witness to the fact that yes, Jesus exists. The Lord is powerful. That's the meaning of the song. So that was it in short. There were so many. So guys, the Lord is really giving us something. And thank you, Nick, for encouraging us so much. Paulsworth is waiting for us. The Lord has prepared.
Praise the Lord. Let's just...